Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. People seem too often to find themselves stuck in unproductive situations that look to have no solution, no way out. But here's a Bible story that shows how thought can be changed and problems overcome. Naaman was a very brave and very successful officer in the Syrian army. But he also suffered from leprosy, a disease considered incurable. But a Hebrew girl he had captured and made his wife servant said there was a prophet in Israel who could cure him. So Naaman went to see him. But Elisha, the prophet, didn't even come out to talk with Naaman. Instead, he simply sent a messenger to tell Naaman to wash himself in Israel's Jordan River 7 times to cure his leprosy. Naaman was livid with anger. He was an important guy and thought he knew how things had to go. He had expected some big show and an immediate healing. And why shouldn't he just wash in Syrian rivers? Well, here's the thing. In the Bible, rivers are sometimes symbolic of channels of thought. Naaman needed a new channel of thought, a new way of thinking, rather than the one he'd been following. His servants finally persuade him to wash in the Jordan, and he's cured. He humbles himself to think and act in new ways, ways to get him out of unproductive channels of thought and that open up solutions. May we today have that same humility and discover channels of thought that allow us to advance. Amen.